Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Confessions of the Fox, a novel, by Jordy Rosenberg, read by Aidan Hakimi. Love's mysteries and souls do grow, but yet the body is his book. John Donne, The Ecstasy. Editor's Foreword. Some time ago, never mind how long precisely, I slipped off the map of the world. I took the manuscript with me. It was night when I left. The hallways were dark, but then they were also dark during the day. Many of the fluorescents were burned out or broken, and since the building had been condemned, facilities management had declined to fix them. They demolished the whole thing soon enough. I hadn't been planning to leave, and yet I was becoming not exactly anxious about the manuscript, but overcome. The manuscript was confounding, its authenticity indeterminate. I had known I'd get wrapped up in it, but I was more than wrapped up. I was lost. My ex and I once had a game of inventing German compound words for things inexpressible in simple English. Most of this lexicon concerned cuddling, language that was useless to me now. Outer spoon with arm resting on hip. Outer spoon with arms wrapped around inner spoon. Facing spoons, bodies entangled. There must be a German expression for self-loss in a project, I thought, the night I left, pulling up an online dictionary to concoct a Frankenword for my current, and I feared eternal, condition. Selbstverlust im Projekt. I think it is fair to say that if my ex had diagnosed me, I would have been assigned a different Frankenword, something far less generous. But since we were not speaking, I was...